This is the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back to it on a Thursday. Good to have you here. My next guest spent 30 years with the FBI, a street agent who worked investigations involving four counterintelligence, terrorism, fugitive apprehension, SWAT operations, and a lot more into the Bureau. Jack Owens, welcome to it.
Thank you, Steve. It's good to be back on your show again.
Good to have you here. Let me ask you something. I want to get to what you want to talk about, which is the Cold War has never ended in your estimation, but I want to ask you about something else here.
Sure.
And that's the headlines of today. If the FBI were to investigate, say, a 36-year-old allegation of groping at a house party in somebody's high school days, what exactly would they be able to do?
This kind of situation comes up frequently in background investigations, not necessarily sexual assault, Steve, but something that goes way, way back in a candidate's life or someone who's seeking federal employment. The FBI commonly goes that far back. We can do that. We have the means of doing it, of talking to people who were there in the orbit of the people concerned, friends, neighbors, teachers, the people who knew them best. We could do that.
Should it be done?
If the FBI is requested to do it, it should be done. We can't do it otherwise.
Understood. You think it could be done effectively? Because some dispute that, and I'm good to hear from you because I want to know that point of view. But if you think that it could be done effectively, because the two people that are allegedly in the room both say, we weren't there, we have no idea what was being discussed there. And you have one person who said it happened, but apparently didn't tell anybody for 30 years. So how would you, I don't know what you would do with that. But anyhow.
Steve, one of the things we could do in this case that I've been following in the news is talk to the other party in the room and interview that person in depth and find other people in the social or academic orbit of the parties concerned. We can do that. We know how to do it.
Fascinating. Maybe you find something, maybe you don't.
Steve, if I may add, and thank you for the question. During my career, although I was working counterintelligence and SWAT operations and many other things, I did a lot of background investigations on federal judges, many, many over my career, and other agents did the same. We know how to go far back in someone's life and get information.
And how long would such a thing take? Let's say, for example, because I think the president would be politically well-served by saying, hey, do that investigation, but how long, depending on how long it would it take a week, a month, how long?
I think the FBI, I keep saying I think the FBI could do it in a week.
And get it done, wrapped up and done.
Yes, and Steve, your listeners should know, FBI headquarters monitors these investigations very closely. Headquarters sets a bureau deadline as to when the investigation has to be done, and an agent must comply with that deadline, must get it done.
So if they gave them 3 days, they get 3 days. If they get 5 days, they get five. That's what you get it done.
Yes, I was a street agent. When I get an order from FBI headquarters, I carry it out, and I carry it out on time.
You know, it's interesting you say that because if the president called and said, listen, do this investigation, you got 3 days, you got 5 days, and pull out all the stops, do whatever you need to do. It would be done, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would get done. Absolutely. An order from headquarters, FBI headquarters, from the president. Absolutely. There would be a bureau deadline on that. We would do whatever it takes to get it finished.
See, it just reinforces.
A lot of manpower on it, Steve.
It reinforces my belief that he should do it. Let me ask you this, and I'm going to have you. I'd have you back a little bit later, Jack, to talk about the Cold War never ending. We'll have to get back another time because we're on to this. The FBI, if they conducted this investigation and didn't find anything of significance in regards to Brett Kavanaugh or to these allegations, the Democrats would find themselves in a difficult political position because they'd have to say, well, the FBI didn't do it enough. They need to investigate more. They did it wrong. and the FBI to the Democrats, politically speaking, for the last 18 months have been unassailable, beyond reproach, where the president and others are saying, no, the FBI and James Comey have done all of these things wrong, and they've been tainted investigations. You got Peter Stroke and Lisa Page and all these. You see, the narrative could be political genius for the president, or it could be a disaster. It could go either way, I suppose. But what do you think about the condition of the FBI currently? Did James Comey damage the FBI? Did Andrew McCabe do damage there? Where are we as you watch these things with Stroke and Page rollout?
My contacts with on-board agents, especially here in Birmingham, have shown to me that morale is high. The Bureau continues to carry out its mandates. The FBI does excellent work under pressure. And frequently, we work under pressure when a big case, what the Bureau calls a special, comes along. I'll just give you one example.
All right.
I worked a case in an assassination of a federal judge here in 1989. The judge happened to be a good friend of mine, but I was right in the middle of the case. We started with the judge murdered by a pipe bomb in his own house outside of Birmingham. Six
yep.
months later, we had the guy who did it. We put a lot of agents on efforts like this, and we get it done. The FBI knows what it's doing. Morale is high.
So what, I'll give you the last thing. James
yes.
Comey, was he good for the FBI or bad for the FBI? Was he in it for the FBI or was he in it for himself? You got 20 seconds.
I think James Comey, apart from the election crisis that he involved himself in, was a good director and well-liked. He was known as an agent's director, but he got involved in making decisions that were against policy of the DOJ, and he hurt the FBI in that sense.
All right. Jack Owens, 30-year veteran of the FBI, street agent who worked investigations involving all sorts of people. Jack, we're going to have you back again next week because, well, we got other things to talk about and a lot
Thank
of time
you,
to do it next time. Thank you, Jack. Talk
I
soon.
I would love to come back. Thank you very much.
There you go. All right. Quick break. We'll be right back.